FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it is October 3rd, 2017. This is the month of crashes and smashes and all sorts of other interesting things. You never know what's going to happen. No matter how good the forecaster is, they cannot tell you the future. Only perhaps, if you're lucky, if they're really good, give you a glimpse. Well, hey, by the way, email us at kl@kerrylutz.com. Any questions or comments? By the way, please, if you want, just put comments up on the posts on the website. You'll see it's easy. You just click it. You're there anyway. And I will start bringing those to the attention of you who are listening. So you'll know what your fellow FSN community members are thinking. And speaking of thinking about tax reform, so-called tax reform, the Republican circular firing squad that's intermingled with the Democrats' circular firing squad. We've got Matt Nye here with us now. He's been on before. Matt, political activist and an all-around good guy, Tea Partier, chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, and we're thrilled that you're back with us. Matt, how are you today?
I'm great. Glad to be here. Thanks so much.
Hey, so finally, the long-awaited tax reform package has been unleashed upon the American public, and should we all be celebrating here, Matt?
Well, I think, you always want to celebrate any form of tax cuts, but I think, this is a little light in terms of, I think the voters, when they voted for Trump, they were really voting for, shock and awe and no more status, business as usual. And it just seems like instead of, fundamentally reforming the tax code, it's just the usual tweak. We're going to reduce from, 7 to 3 brackets and double the standard deduction. But there's really no, the IRS code is 70,000 pages of rules and regulations. So they had a tremendous opportunity to, really reform the whole thing. And it just seems to be the usual. We're going to nibble around the edges, tweak it here and there. And again, these are good things. Obviously, tax cuts are good. They're going to cut the corporate rate, it looks like, to 20. Originally, they said 15. Now it's 20, which is better than what it is now. But it's just, once again, from our perspective, Republicans miss a golden opportunity to do, make a really positive change that would affect the country for generations to come.
Yeah, well, that's because you're assuming that there are two separate and distinct parties, but there really is only one party here, Matt, the Uniparty, and that party is all about themselves, feeding the interests that live off of the system. Talking about lobbyists, I'm talking about big corporations that hire lobbyists and have them go for personalized tax breaks. So there is no two-party system here. Basically, they both want illegal immigration. They both want high taxes. They both want Obamacare. And it's like McConnell says, oh yeah, we'll put this before the members, but he doesn't go out of his way to push for anything. A totally corrupt system. And now they're, you see Luther Strange lose in Alabama. And they're making excuses. Oh, no, the base doesn't hate us. No, this was a unique situation. And, come November, they'll be voting in our candidates. You'll see. But this one was different, wasn't it?
I think to your point, there are two parties. There's us and them, right? Yeah. There's the establishment and there's everybody else. And you're exactly right that the Republican Party, they did the big postmortem after Romney lost to Obama, and they completely missed the glaringly obvious point, which was the signature issue of the entire election was Obamacare. And the Republicans put up the one guy in the entire country who subsidized health care in his own state. And then they scratch their head and go, gee, we just can't figure out why he lost. Why didn't people come out and vote? So no, they're constantly missing the point. As you said, they're missing the point with Strange. It is fascinating how do you not understand what happened in the last cycle with Trump getting elected? How do you not understand, you have the Tea Parties, you've got the Trump thing. You know, people are sick and tired of the status quo, but for some reason they keep going back to the same old playbook. Mm-hmm. And then, like you say, there's an Ayn Rand quote. It's not blind. It's worse than blindness. It's the fact that they're unwilling to see. Right. It's not that they're blind. It's that they actually are blocking out facts of reality. So, like you say, can't expect too much progress.
You know the old saying: there are none so blind as those who will not see. And also, don't forget that in a land full of blind men, the one-eyed man is king. So, look, this is deliberate blindness, and everything that they do here is deliberate. My theory about Romney, they wanted to throw the election, and what better candidate than Romney? This was a deliberate act. He was placed there because he's a loser. And then the thing is, their postmortem of that election is we've got to appeal to minorities. We're losing the minorities. And Trump just blew that one out of the water.
Yep.
And now the Democrats are, we lost the election to Trump because we didn't have the right, we didn't have our message refined enough. We didn't deliver our message clearly enough. If only we had spent $2 more billion trying to elect I'll leave my opinions alone, but if only we had spent $2 billion more and we had refined our message and made it clear Hillary would now be president. If she had gone to Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, what they're missing here is the reason she didn't go to there is because wherever she goes, where there's opposition to her, she would lose votes. Every time she opened her mouth in a place like Wisconsin or Michigan or Ohio or Iowa, she'd lose 10,000 votes. Believe me, if she had actually gone to those states, the margin of victory in those states would have been far greater than it was. Because, it was basically an election about bringing in an outsider to clean up the mess that these people...
Their message was crystal clear. And that's exactly why, like you say, they would lose votes when she would go to places. Nobody wants what they're selling. That's their problem. It's not that they're messaging properly. It's that nobody wants what they're selling.
Yeah, and we won't even get into Bernie, the way they screwed him over, and all the other stuff.
Quite the double standard there. And of course, he sold out anyway. And then, endorsed Hillary. Yeah, that's what's just so fascinating to me is you can't even get a good, on the Democrat side, you can't even get a real rabble rouser to stand up and, stand his ground.
Look, they made Bernie an offer he couldn't refuse. If you looked during the Democratic convention, the guy had bruises on his face. And I don't think it was because he fell down a flight of stairs or fell out of bed. I think he was told you do this or else. And then he also got the payoff at the end. Great. Isn't that great? He got the payoff at the end and he got to buy a new house.
Behind door number one is a boot bath. Behind door number two are lots of money.
Yeah.
Which do you choose?
Yeah. I mean, really here, this was a pretty easy, easy choice for him. Die or endorse, probably threatened his wife as well. I mean, who the heck knows what they're capable of here?
I'm just so glad to know that you're not cynical after all this time.
That's realistic.
It's heartwarming to me that you've managed to stay so positive.
No cynicism. No, I mean, look, the system's the way it is. It doesn't do you any good to deny reality in hopes that somehow you're going to change reality. You don't change reality by denying it. You change reality by changing reality, not your wishes, right? I mean,
this is true. All true.
Yeah, let's face it.
We're on the same page. So, like you say, we'll see what, the other thing, of course, is we'll see what the actual tax reform plan looks like, after it's gone through all the various markups and things. Well, so what they're proposing now, we end up with something even less significant.
Look, Matt, we know that the prime the prime creation of the swamp, if you will, or Washington, they make sausage, right? This is how the sausage gets made. And what's going to change this, huh? What's
going to change? Yes, we'll see.
Yeah. Well,
it's not pretty.
No, it ain't pretty. And it's the way the swamp works. It's the way life works. So more importantly here, you know, when we look at the situation and we see that people, you are totally fed up with everything that the swamp is doing, you know, it's a little encouraging for once, isn't it?
That part is the kind of the question that floats in the back of my mind, and I think we just saw an example with the strange Moore versus Strange election, is do people, like, after getting Trump elected and then still not seeing any, I mean, he's made some progress, but like you say, nowhere near what could be. The question is, do folks get frustrated and become more apathetic? Or do they double down, like you say, in the next cycle, do we see more of the Moore versus Strange type election results? I'm hoping, obviously, and I think you are too, for the latter, but it's just kind of hard to say, you know, how many Republicans are going to be, you know, disillusioned, disenfranchised because of the lack of progress on health care reform and things like that.
Yeah, well, look, Rome wasn't built in a day, as we know, but...
this is true.
Hey, it's... it's all what makes it interesting, right? What keeps it interesting.
This is true. That's what makes horse racing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so if you want to get involved and you want to try to take on the swamp, what do you do, Matt?
You can go to the website at rlc.org. If you hit, there's a section, if you're in a state where we don't have a charter, there's a section under charter resources on how to start a charter. We've had some new state charters come online here recently, which is very encouraging. One of which was Arizona. We used to have a charter there years ago. And thanks to John McCain, we now have a new thriving charter there again. Mm-hmm. So that seems to be the way it works. Is you know, Obama, I think, was probably the best membership driver that we've ever had in the history of this organization.
The treasonous.
Yep. Gotta plug in and get involved. And then, of course, if you're really, really motivated, you should run for office in your local, you know, try to run for a city council seat or county commission or state rep, you know, pick a smaller race and dip your toe in and become a citizen legislator. That's what we need more of.
That's asking.
I know.
That's asking you to do a lot.
today's county commissioner can be, congressman in 8 or 10 years. So
it's the worst. Tried it once, and I was happy to say that I lost. I was so happy to lose, I can't even begin to tell you. You know, really, it was the worst experience ever. But hey, if you're into suffering and you're into having half of your neighbors hate your guts and the other half think you're insane, then politics is for you. What can I say? But just look
at... Yeah, but you sometimes you end up with groupies. There's an upside there. You can end up with some groupies, too.
Yeah, well, it was a...
It's not all bad.
That was something I didn't have to worry about. No groupies, thank you. Hey, Matt, so while we get down to it, where do we find you? Find your info? Find what you're doing? How do we follow you on the internet?
So you can hit my website at mattnye.com. And on Twitter, I'm at Matthew D. Nye with 2 T's. And then you can also follow, of course, the Republican Liberty Caucus is at our Liberty Caucus.
All right. And we'll have a link in the show notes to this interview, having all of Matt's sites, et cetera. And while you're at it, send us an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. We'd love to hear from you. Post a comment on the website. It's even easier than that. And I will start picking them up and discussing the comments. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Kerry Lutz and on Facebook, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Remember, Facebook is an agency of the Russian government. They were helping the Russians win it for Trump this election cycle, or maybe they were working for the Russians to help Trump win, or Black Lives Matter. I don't know what they were doing, but they were up to no good. They're nefarious. They're up there with the evil Google empire. Watch out for them. Matt, it's been a pleasure having you on, as always. We'll talk to you soon. Sorry I missed you at Freedom Fest this year, but family obligations must reign supreme, even over Freedom Fest.
This is true. I'll catch you next year, I'm sure.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports.
The Financial Survival Network.
It's all about what's next.